I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and with me today is our film guy, Mike Hassel from Greenlight Cinema, St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay's only indie house, and there's so much going on. Welcome, Mike, and happy holidays.
Merry Christmas to you and your listeners.
Yes, well, you have had a busy fall. You've been over at Green Bench with a series of films. Is that still going on for the rest of this year, or starts back up again in 2025?
Yeah, so what we're doing over there is we just did a screening last night. We're doing one Tuesday night at Web City, and then I'm also programming all the free stuff they do in the little courtyard there. So there's all kinds of Christmas stuff going on over there that we're partnered up with them.
Because you know what? Mike knows how to give back to the community. So I want to talk about, first of all, Emily Perez, now nominated, right?
Amelia Perez, yeah.
Amelia Perez, now nominated. Unfriggin' believable.
10 Golden Globe nominations. It's going to get a bunch of Oscar nominations. And, you know, we're heading, well, this film Flow that I'm playing, which is this animated film from Latvia, that just got nominated for a Golden Globe. And it got shortlisted for both Best Foreign and Best Animated in the Oscar race. So, and it's oh my God, this film, it's a little animated film from Latvia, and it's wonderful, and we're actually selling a pile of tickets to this thing, so it's been great.
I cannot wait to see it. It's a story of this, it's really both natural and mystical. It's a courageous cat after his home is devastated by a great flood, so it has this sort of climate change thing, but he, a capybara, a lemur, a bird, and a dog, navigate about.
Yeah.
We cannot wait to see it. It's on our weekend must-see list.
It's a really, really nice film. And it was one of those ones I was like, I think I got a feeling on this one. And it's going to get nominated all over the place. And I mean, that's where we're at, you know? I mean, I've got, you know, after this week, and I've also got the new Paul Schrader film, O Canada.
Let's stop and talk about that, because this is, wait for this. Richard Gere, Uma Thurman, Jacob Elordi. It is written by Russell Banks and Paul Schrader.
Yes. Yep.
So give us the gut on this. So I really, Richard Gere is phenomenal in this. Talk to me about this.
Yeah, so this is a, you know, Schrader and Gere made American Gigolo in 1980. So this is the first time they've worked together since then. And it's really a film about aging and loss and death, you know, really good Christmas stuff, you know. But it's it's Paul Schrader is, you know, Paul Schrader should be up there with Spielberg and Scorsese and Coppola. He wrote Raging Bull. He was, so this guy, he was part of Taxi Driver. He's been making films for 50 years, and this is his new one. And it's a wonderful film, but it's pretty intense, and it's really about, remembering the past.
And we don't see Uma Thurman enough, you know, in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
She's been kind of low-keying it, so this really smells of award-winning, but also, again, a movie to see with your friends. It's very profound. So, okay, here's one that's coming up. So coming up, Second Screen Cult Cinema.
Yep.
Being John Malkovich. Wow.
Yeah. We, back in the summer, we kind of solidified some relationships with some local groups, and one of them is Second Screen Cult Cinema, and they've been kind of bouncing around Tampa for the last, I don't know, 8 years. And I finally talked them into homing themselves here at Greenlight. And so, monthly we have stuff with the Tampa Bay, the Tampa Gay and Lesbian Film Festival. We have the VHS Club. We have the Rocky Horror Picture Show with a group called Hell on Heels. And now we have a monthly thing with Second Screen Cult Cinema out of Tampa. And, we call it vertical programming. So it's stuff that we do every month. And, they do kind of offbeat, kind of cinephile independent films. And so, this is their monthly screening here. And in fact, in January, they're going to be showing American Psycho.
Oh boy. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what, being John Malkovich may have been a pivotal reason that I stopped writing about film, just because This one still has me puzzled with John Cusack, Cameron Diaz, Catherine Keener.
Yep.
It is such a profound film within a film, and the acting's amazing. That's December 19th, and then you have an incredible movie coming in with my girl Tilda Swinton, December 20th through the 26th, The Act of Killing, right? The acclaimed director of The Act of Killing, Joshua Oppenheimer, The End. Tell us about The End.
This one's going to be interesting. It's a musical. It's a dystopian musical, and it's about this group of people at the end of the world in an ice cave. You know, this one is it's not going to win any Oscars. This film, but it's got a great cast. It's got a great pedigree. It did really well at the festivals. It's a kind of off. It's Christmas week, so we're going to squeeze this one in and see what we can do with it. You know, it's what we do here. You're going to see this, I'm sure this is going to be the only place you're going to be able to see this film. You know, that, and then that leads us into, then we get into it. Then we have, you know, Queer with Daniel Craig, which is the 27th.
William Burroughs, Preoccupations, both
exactly.
Meandering and
yep.
Vital. This has gotten, I mean, this is really going to be interesting to see. Now, he was in something on Netflix where Knives Out, the second one, where he did actually play a gay character in that.
Yep.
But this, they're saying, is his most sterling performance yet.
Yeah, I mean, this has got buzz, and it's Luca Guadagnino. I'm probably messing up his name, but he's the guy who did Challengers earlier in the year. He did Bones and All. He's an intriguing filmmaker, and this film is in the mix for all kinds of Oscars. I mean, Daniel Craig is pretty much a lock for Best Actor, and this film will do really well for us. Yeah.
And then you move on to yet another profound film from a favorite filmmaker of mine, Pedro Almodovar, his latest film that won a 2024 Venice International Film Festival, The Room Next Door.
That's going to be in the middle of January, but I just booked a film called, which is going to start on January 3rd, called All We Imagine as Light, which is the Indian film. This film is going to get a million nominations. And in fact, the director got a Best Director nomination for a Golden Globe, came out of nowhere. This is that year. Films rise, films fall, films are positioning. So there's a lot going on here. But this is another esteemed film that's going to do very well for us. And then I also just booked, starting Friday, the January 10th, is the Nicole Kidman Baby Girl. Which she's going to get nominated for that one too.
What's that about, Mike?
So that's Nicole Kidman messing around with a young boy, young man. I'm sorry, not a young boy, young man. So it's kind of a, you know, May, December role reversal kind of film, and it's getting a lot of buzz. She's definitely going to get nominated for this film.
Didn't she do something a long time ago with Matt and that she like got him to kill her husband?
Oh boy!
This was It was a long. I mean, she seems to have. You know, I'll tell you. I loved her series on Netflix. I thought it was really fun to watch her. You know, it's a year for women of that age group. I mean, Julianne Moore, Tilda Swinton,
yep.
are in the Almodovar film. So it seems like
the great story this year, and I hope she gets a nomination, is Demi Moore in The Substance. And this is another film that kind of came out earlier in the year. Great buzz, great reviews. It's a tough film. It's kind of a horror film, but she is terrific. And I think her stock is rising. I think she probably will get a nomination, which I think will be terrific. And so, yeah, it's an interesting year for women, because a lot of times, you know, by this time of the year, we'll be locked down on who's getting nominations. And it's, you know, a lot of these films that are going to get nominated haven't been released yet. And we've got, you know, 2 weeks for them
Absolutely.
To get on the wire. There's so
Absolutely.
Many films that are being released on the 25th.
Well, you and I are going to go through our Golden Globe list and do our picks. But I want to also mention your VHS club. You have Silent Night, Deadly Night coming, a 1984 film. That's coming up.
Yep.
Right.
Saturday night.
Okay. And then Nosferatu, A Symphony of Horror.
Yeah. So we, you know, the new Nosferatu, which is a Robert Eggers film, he's the guy who did The Lighthouse a few years ago. Anyways, his film is coming out. That's a huge film. It's going to be in 7 zillion movie theaters. So we thought we would piggyback a little bit and show the original on Christmas Day.
And who remembers that Tom Waits actually played the servant eating the flies?
That was in whose version was that? That was because this is the original.
I know, and I saw it in film class at college.
Sure. Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah,
was
yeah.
the film that yep. got me so hooked on, like, it was just, you know, if you invite the vampire in, it's a very good sort of moral tale for, like, don't invite trouble into your house.
Exactly,
but I love
yeah.
the Tom Waits one where, you know, he's eating the fly and serving.
He's playing Renfield and he's eating the flies, yeah. Remember Renfield? And, yeah, so, and then we've got the Pedro Almodovar film, which is coming in the middle of January. There's going to be all kinds of nominations for that. And, you know, we'll have the Oscar shorts right before the ceremony. So that'll be the end of February into the beginning of March. And then
that's always fun. I love that because it really gives you a sense of what's going on.
Oh, people, and we just do really well with the shorts. People love the shorts. And so and then I'm still working on some stuff for February to get us, you know, to the awards and all that. But that's, you know, that's really our bread and butter. I mean, those films, especially the foreign films and the docs that you can't see anywhere else, is what we do. And, you know, by the time we get done with all this, we'll have played a lot of films that are going to get major nominations.
And, you know, that's so important for our community as we become more of an arts and culture and tourism. You know, folks, if you're listening to this from outside of St. Pete, if you're planning a trip here, it is so much fun to go and see, you know, first of all, it's beautiful inside. I love the neon. The seats are comfortable. The sound is amazing. It has this sort of indie feel of, you know, the great art theaters in New York in the 60s and 70s. And then, of course, you know, our Station 12, we have our podcasters, Eugenie and Mary Rachel, start their classes January 6th, also there. So, you know, it's kind of like a little home to all the cool indie people. So, hey, let's do our picks on some of these things.
Okay.
Movies, best dramas, Golden Globes, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune, Part 2, Nickel Boy, September 5th. What are you picking?
Conclave. Okay. Conclave is the one film. It's really interesting. Conclave is really a traditional kind of mainstream art house film. It's a great film, but it's really, when you look at the list, it's a lot of oddball stuff, and that's the one. But it's a great film, and I think Conclave is going to pick up some awards this year.
Okay, so best comedy or musical, Anora, Challengers, right? I agree.
It's a hot film, and, you know, it's
better than Wicked. Better than Wicked.
Well, and it's just, a lot of it's about timing, right? And they hit it at the right time. And Mikey Madison is getting great buzz. She's definitely going to get nominated. And so I think Anora might have a really big night.
And then on to the best actor in a drama, Adrian Brody, The Brutalist, Timothée Chalamet, A Complete Unknown, Daniel Craig, Queer, Coleman Domingo, Sing Sing, Ralph Fiennes, Conclave, and Sebastian Stan, The Apprentice. Boy, that is a tough one.
That's a tough one. I would love to see Coleman Domingo win. We played Sing Sing. It's a wonderful film. I have a feeling it's going to be Adrian Brody. The Brutalist. I just had a conversation with A24 about this, and The Brutalist is, you know, it's a 3.5-hour film, and that is a hard film to put into theaters. And we'll probably play this thing at some point. I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe in February, but it's, you know, the reviews and the buzz and what it did at the festivals. This is a major film. I have a feeling Adrian Brody might take this one.
And then finally, Best Actress in a Drama. This is a rough one. Pamela Anderson, The Last Showgirl, Angelina Jolie, Maria, Nicole Kidman, Baby Girl, Tilda Swinton, The Room Next Door, Fernando Torres, I'm Still Here, and Kate Winslet and Lee.
I have no idea. I mean, it's a good list. It's an odd year for some of these categories, and I don't see Angelina Jolie, you know, winning the film because nobody saw the movie. It was a Netflix
Yeah, and it
film.
Didn't get. It wasn't. It really. Yeah. You know, I'm a big Maria Callas fan. I just didn't feel that she nailed her. You know, Kate Winslet and Lee really moved me.
Well. And you know, we'll see. It's so funny because Golden Globes split it right between drama and comedy.
Right.
And the
they had to
throws everybody into the pot. And I don't know. That's a tough one to pick. I mean, they're all great. I think Demi Moore should be in there. Frankly, I just thought she was terrific in The Substance. And it was a hard film. It was a gory, bloody film, but it was really well done, and I think she's going to sneak in. I do.
Well, you heard it first from Mike Hassett at Greenlight Cinema. Mike, I just want to say that you can learn a lot about Greenlight Cinema at greenlightst.pete.com, and you can become a member of this nonprofit.
Yeah.
You know, it's wonderful for a student. It's wonderful for a patron. In any case, Mike, I'm going to ask you one last question. Favorite holiday movie? I'll tell you mine. It's Elf.
Yeah.
Elf, Elf, Elf. What's yours?
You're gonna love this. Did you ever see a film called The Ref?
No. Oh, you are always such an iconoclast.
Well, it's a nasty film. Kevin Spacey and Dennis Leary, and it's like, but it's a funny, funny film. It's pretty dark, but I love The Ref. And I also, you know, It's a Wonderful Life is still holds up. It's still a great, great, holiday film.
Absolutely. Well, Mike Hassett, it's always a pleasure having you come in and talk about film. We wish you a happy holiday. 2025 is going to be a big year for Greenlight Cinema. Parting words to our Radio St. Pete listeners.
Come on down and visit us. We are in the big zone for us. The next 3 months, we are going to be playing really, really remarkable films. We're pretty excited about it. And come down and see a movie at Greenlight.
Thank you so much, Mike Hassett, Greenlight Cinema. Thank you for being with us today. Bye-bye now.
You're welcome. Take care.